The Bulletin Board, Keeping You Posted. Canned Speech. Tamara Goldsberry is making an important statement to the local media in her hometown of Lilburn, Georgia. But this 16-year-old from the Lilburn, Georgia stake is also making an important statement by setting the example of serving others. Tamara, along with several other young people and the adult leaders in her stake, recently helped to can 600 cans of tomato soup for a nearby children's shelter. The youth service project not only attracted the attention of the evening news, but also an interfaith broadcast in the Atlanta area, which will include information about the canning project and information about a typical LDS Sunday service. Leaders in their genes. Ruth and Nathan Gent seem to have leadership skills in their genes. Three of their older brothers and an older sister served as student body leaders in the past. Now, 17-year-old Ruth and 14-year-old Nathan are keeping the tradition alive in their hometown of Bremerton, Washington. Ruth is student body president at her high school, and Nathan is a student body commissioner at his junior high. Brotherly heroism. Joe Pickett, a deacon in the Napa Third Ward, Napa, California stake, is a real hero. After a swim one day in his family's backyard pool, instead of going inside the house, Joe felt prompted to look in the shallow end of the pool. His little brother, 3-year-old Jonathan, had fallen in, and no one had noticed. Thinking quickly, Joe jumped in and pulled his brother to safety and called to his mother for help. When his mom got to the pool, she took over, and Joe phoned 911. Thanks to Joe, Jonathan returned to full health after a short stay in the hospital. Starting the day off right. Young women in the Hunter, Utah 27th Ward found a great way to start their mornings during summer vacation. For 53 days, they met together to read the Book of Mormon aloud. By reading 10 pages each day, they finished reading the Book of Mormon by the time school started again. It's in the bag. Cameron Stewart knows all about what it's like to be a little different. He is one of the very few bagpipe players in his hometown of Oxnard, California. But Cameron loves playing the pipes and the opportunities that has given him to travel and make new friends at various competitions. Cameron is also in the minority in his area as a member of the church, another difference which Cameron is completely comfortable with. Just as people know he plays the bagpipes, they also know he doesn't drink, smoke, or swear. And just as Cameron loves to share his musical talent, he also loves to share the happiness he feels from living the gospel. End of the Bulletin Board, Keeping You Posted.